Hey guys, Mara here with a mini elevated to get you through the week. All right, we're going to talk about avocados for a second. Avocados, Maya, aren't they amazing?
Oh my goodness, I love avocados.
They're so delicious and creamy.
And good.
Full of healthy fat.
I love them.
As long as you can find a ripe one.
Well, that's always the thing. Sometimes they come just as hard as can be.
My husband calls them petrified dinosaur eggs. He's like, did you get some petrified dinosaur eggs? You could crack a walnut with them.
Oh my goodness.
And then the other side is...
they're either too mushy.
They're too mushy. They're like little balls of brown mush.
Right.
And it seems like they stay ripe for an hour.
Exactly.
So what is your window? What is your avocado ripeness window? How much time do you really have to waste?
Right. So there are a couple of things, right? Avocados, when they come hard like that, you know, I actually found out that when you pick them off the tree, they start to ripen immediately, right? And so when you get them and they're hard like that, if you leave them out, they'll naturally ripen on their own within a week. But if you want them to ripen a little faster, put them in a bag and it'll ripen within, you know, 2 to 3 days.
So like what kind of bag?
A brown craft bag. And if you put them in with an apple, it goes even faster.
Do you have to cut the apple?
You can cut the apple. You know, apples actually give off kind of this ripening effect.
Mm.
It actually can make food go bad, like in your fridge. I was always also taught this in food science, that if you put apples in your crisper with other foods, it makes them ripen faster.
Well, I knew then this is a great trick for anyone who has trouble with brown sugar. You know, when it gets hard, like hard like a rock, I cut up an apple.
And
I
you put
it
in
the bag.
Oh, that's cool.
And then in a couple days, the brown sugar is all soft. It's just like new.
Oh, and that's awesome.
And then I throw the apple out.
Oh, nice.
But we're not talking about apples. We're talking about avocados.
Right.
To stay on task. Okay. So the avocados.
Yes.
But what if I want a ripe one now and I buy it and it's still too hard and I really want to make guacamole? Is there anything I can do?
Yes, you can actually put it in the oven. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's totally wild. Seriously, you wrap it in foil and put it in the oven. You have to pay attention though. You can put it in for 5 to 10 minutes. You're going to have to keep, you know, touching it to make sure that it's soft to the touch.
Okay.
And then it ripens.
And you can take it out and just use it
absolutely
per normal.
Take it out, use it per normal, and it's going to be nice and soft.
Wow.
And I think you bake it around, you know, 250, 350.
This is news you can use, like
that.
For reals. sometimes a girl needs guacamole.
You need a guacamole. Got to get it quick.
And what about when it's perfectly ripe, but you're not ready yet?
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do to prolong its ripeness?
You can put it back into the refrigerator, and that will slow down the ripening process, but you really only have 24 hours or so, and you're still going to get the brown spots, you know, because avocados are mostly oil, and oils and fats, it tends to continue to ripen.
Okay, so about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Maya, thank you.
My pleasure.
Maya Feller RD on Instagram and Twitter. New episodes of Elevated drop on Mondays. Please subscribe and review. In the meantime, send me questions, ideas, or feedback. I'm on all social platforms as Mara Scampo and use the hashtag Elevated Podcast.